Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us on the East Coast through DCNowRadio.com, as well as those joining us around the world thanks to BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Erica Kane is making her first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about her passion for music, but what it's been like for her to share that love of music with all of you. Her new project is called Substance. We're going to talk to her about that and what it's been like for her to share the music from it. Also, you guys are going to have the treat of being able to listen to the single Let Go. We're also going to be letting you guys know how you can get your own single and the album as well. But Erica, congratulations to you again, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, look, it's an honor to be able to speak with you. You know, I think, you know, what is so great for me about doing a job like this, Erica, is that, you know, there are so many fascinating people like yourself that I'm able to talk to. You have had this amazing ride where you've had your music being able to be heard literally around the world, as well as having fans, you know, that you've never met that are so excited about your music. What has it been like for you personally, Erica, to see the hard work that you put in? What has it been like for you to see that paying off?
Well, it's actually more amazing than I ever thought, and it's almost kind of like what you said. It's a roller coaster ride because my career isn't like most artists' career that, you know, that are on major labels. Mm-hmm. I'm very honored and grateful to be on an independent label, BSE Recordings, because it's really like a blossoming career that kind of is unstoppable if you put the conviction and the passion and the hard work. And really that's what I've done and what we've done as a label. And it's really starting to pay off in a way where I can really see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's really justifying for me, and it's been beautiful experiencing, enjoying it.
Yeah. You know, what I think about what's so great about what you just said, Erica, is that because of the way you're able to share your music, you are able, you know, to have that control. You're able to have that freedom to do what you love. Do you think that has been one of the keys to your success, that you've been true to yourself along this process?
I do, and I honestly think now that it couldn't have happened any other way, really, because I can't be anybody else than who I am and everything that I do in life. And it goes along with my career. So I really think it's a true testament to who I am as an artist and as a person. And my fans that have been so loyal from the beginning and have seen my career grow slowly but surely can really enjoy that with me as well. So I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned, you know, your fans. You have some really, I mean, passionate fans. They were tweeting about this conversation as they do about other projects that you're involved in. Have you been able to wrap your mind around that, that there are people that you've never met, as I mentioned earlier, who are so excited for you about the success, but also about the music that you're creating?
Not really. Well, I can because I understand that they understand, like they just believe in me and they believe in what I do, but at the same time it's overwhelming because I have people all over the world, overseas, different countries that just reach out to me constantly and thank you for the type of music that I'm making and for staying true. So I just can't wait till I can actually connect with the totality of my fan base. And, you know, it's happening slower and slower. The internet is great. I actually feel like, you know, my fans are my friends. And if I'm having a bad day, you know, and I look on my Twitter and my fans are just saying wonderful things about me, it really does a whole lot. So it gets me through. It keeps me motivated. So, yeah.
Yeah. I know it doesn't. I mean, it has to mean a lot to be able to have that type of support system. We're going to come back to that a little bit later. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the pleasure of speaking to Erica Kane this afternoon. You've heard. If you have not, you know, remembered the name. I know you've heard the music. Her single. I was talking to her about this before we went on. Make It was actually, have to be honest, Erica, is how I first heard about you. Of course, from the Hollywood Exodus. And so, you know, it was great to be, and I was like, who is that girl? And so I found out who the girl was. It's Erica Kane. And then you have so much other music. You know, talk about that experience of being able to have your music and to have a part of your brand, you know, connected with a show like that on VH1.
Well, it definitely was destiny, something that was meant to happen in the way that it lined up. Because the people from VH1 actually contacted us, and just based on the music alone and how much they really love my music, and, you know, that doesn't really happen often. So I just knew that it was meant to happen. And when they told us about the outline of the show for Hollywood Exes, it just went perfectly, and the song resembles the show very well. It's about, you know, independent women trying to survive and be successful in their endeavors. And it just was a really beautiful fit and a nice way for people to hear about me for the first time. I'm actually happy when people say, that's the first song I ever heard of you, because that's actually the first song on my first album. Like, it's track number one, and it really reflects my journey and my life up until that point. So, and it actually being connected with a TV show is wonderful.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the first album. Of course, I said at the beginning of this conversation, your sophomore project is called Substance. You know, when you were introducing yourself in the first album, was it important for you, by naming it, of course, Erica Kane, was it important for you to kind of make your mark and to define yourself right out the gate with you know, listeners and also with music lovers?
Yes, absolutely. You nailed it. I think it's really important. I have so much to give, and I have so many messages and so much I want to put out and make very prominent, but I thought as my first coming out and my first album, I really wanted people to know, you know, who I am. So, yeah, I thought that was very important.
And you said earlier, and I think this is a really good point, Erica, and I want to just reiterate this real quick, and you said that you think that is what your fans are getting, and that is the truth of who, you know, you are. You know, I have, when I'm talking normally to authors on this program, and they have an initial release that does really well, you know, they have that excitement, and then they're like, okay, am I going to be able to follow this up? Did you feel that pressure with Substance, or was it really about, again, staying true to your core and staying true to who you were?
You know, I don't feel that pressure, because music is the one constant companion in my life that helps me really express who I am to my greatest potential. So music really does so many things, especially if you're a true artist. And I didn't feel that pressure, because everything that I write and everything that I'm going to put all my heart into, it has to be, you know, the best. It has to mean something. So everything, you know, everything that I do has to have substance to it. So I didn't feel that pressure, because I just don't live that way, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's a great way to be able to be here. I would say, you know, just to be able to enjoy it, to enjoy the experience, because the pressure can definitely take away, I think, some of the fun of it and some of the experience. Again, you're listening to you're listening to Conversations Live. Erica Kane is our guest. We're talking to her not only about the musical journey that she's been on, but also what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. That brings us to Substance and the single we're going to be listening to here, Let Go. I should say, one of the great things about you, Erica, I found when I was prepping for this segment, there are various versions of this song that they're able to get through Amazon.com. Talk to us about the single Let Go. How did it come about?
Well, if you listen to both of my albums, you will kind of notice some similarities and connections in the dynamics of the music. And Let Go, I kind of connect with another song from my first album because the music of it is very complex. It's very hard-hitting club music, but it has these beautiful strings and arrangements that just make it so pretty. So I knew once we put the music together, I just knew it was going to be a single from my album. And the song is really about women who have had a man in their life, and I know just about every woman has had or will have a man in their life whom they've really given everything to, and they don't, you know, the man doesn't really realize it until a little bit later, and they have really moved on in their life because they want to excel, they want to exceed, they want to, you know, be successful in their personal life as well. Right. And the man is, you know, their ex-boyfriend is all of a sudden he realizes, you know, everything he had and what he lost. But sometimes people move on and sometimes you need the help to move on. So that song really is about the woman, you know, letting him know it's okay, you know, it's okay to let go of this because you need to move on as well, or this wasn't meant to be. So it's definitely a woman empowerment song, I would say.
Gotcha. Again, keeping with the theme that you've become known for, Erica. Again, Erica Kane, everyone, is our guest. Let Go is the single from the album Substance. We're going to take a listen to it and come back with more of our conversation with Erica. Make sure you guys stay with us. That was Erica Kane with Let Go from her album Substance here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and also online around the world through DCNowRadio.com and BlogTalkRadio.com. Erica's been joining us. And Erica, again, we thank you for taking out the time. You know, the album is available now. If our listeners enjoyed that extended version of the single Let Go, they can get it right now on Amazon.com as well as the rest of the album. But Erica, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and continue to show their support for your music as well.
Absolutely. Feel free to contact me. I'm always on Twitter, interacting with my friends and my fans. My handle is at Erica Kane, and I'm also on Facebook, and my official website is ericakane.com. And you can also buy all my music on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, and CD Baby.
All right. Well, Erica, congratulations again to you. Thank you so much for the time and for sharing a part of your story. The last question I have for you is one, if there is a scripted question on the show, I guess this would be it. I'm always fascinated as to individuals like yourself. What advice do you would give to other people about the importance of pursuing their passion in life and not letting go of it? What would you say to them about pursuing their own passion, no matter what it might be?
I truly think now that I am at the point where I am in my career, my successes, it really is the core of who you are, doing what you love to do and what you're passionate about. I truly believe we're not here to just work for somebody else and just settle for a life that we don't believe in. And I promote that a lot through my music, and that's really my message. And Substance has a lot to do with that, finding substance in who you are and what you represent and what you want to put out there. So I would say it's really the most important thing in life.
Exactly. I totally agree with that, Erica. Again, everyone, Erica Kane has been our guest. ErikaKane.com is the website, and also you can find her on Facebook and Twitter, just searching for Erica Kane there as well. Erica, continued blessings to you, and look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I appreciate it. It's been an honor, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right, I do as well. Again, everyone, Erica Kane, make sure you guys do get that album Substance, as I mentioned. It's available, as well as her debut project. It's available on Amazon.com, so you guys can take advantage of that. The first single that I mentioned I was introduced to, of course, with Erica is Make It. It also is available there from her first project, Erica Kane, so make sure you guys do check that out as well. If you came in late and missed part of our program, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. Head over to conversationsliveradio.com. You can click on the link there and listen to the show completely for free. Also, if you're listening to us through Facebook and Twitter, you can actually click on the link that we've tagged Erica in. You can listen to the show there completely for free as well and share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great afternoon.